Around a dozen top security officials from countries within the East African region are attending the workshop organized by the African Union Committee on Intelligence and Security Services. According to a document obtained by South Sudan in Focus, the objective of the event is to create and sharpen awareness on the negative impact of sanctions regimes on socio-economic development, integration efforts, political relations, and peace and security cooperation in the East African region. It's also aimed at exchanging experiences and lessons learned and best practices on effective policy options, including analysis of existing sanctions regimes and the extent to which they impact the region. South Sudan Security Minister Obutu Mamur says the workshop should be a cornerstone for Africans to jointly tackle the issue of imposed sanctions on African nations.
Because the situation we are in of war, sanction, it is only in Africa, not anywhere. And it emanated from all of us, not from anybody. We have been misused throughout our ages against our own interests. For example, especially the East African community.
Mamur called on East African countries to unite and work together to address sanctions imposed on them.
The sanction and whatever it is coming from us because we are fragmented. We are not together. That's one of the core issues within ourselves. If you allow your brother to be sanctioned, you yourself will be sanctioned tomorrow. Another one will be sanctioned. Where is Africa here? Where are you going? Where are you going? What is the future generation going to have out of our behavior? I want you critically to analyze the core of our problem.
According to the African Union, the forum was also formed to discuss the challenges that governments and regional organizations face as a result of sanctions and to explore ways of fostering collaboration with international actors and the UN body to highlight the negative impact of sanctions regimes. The AU says what it calls misguided imposition of sanctions has the potential to prolong conflict in the East African region and create a fertile environment for the emergence of a new conflict. Simon Yen Makwach, the Director General for External Security at the South Sudan's Security Ministry, says the workshop provides an opportunity for the region to strengthen its collaboration on socio-economic and political issues, as well as peace and stability.
Sanctions are likely growing as a foreign policy tool and political instrument of the Western power to advance their strategic interests, whereas their popularity is growing. Their efficacy, along with moral obligation, have caused substantial suffering to many vulnerable groups across the globe.
The African Union says sanctions that have been imposed on South Sudan by the United Kingdom, United States, and Canada, and most recently the renewal of an arms embargo by the United Nations Security Council on South Sudan, threatens stakeholders' efforts to sustainable peace and stability, as well as reconstruction and economic revival. Mamur called on political leaders in the region to work together in confronting foreign policies, including the imposition of sanctions that weaken member states.
You discuss openly as brothers and sisters and come with a solution, and we must stand together. When you are fragmented, you become weak, but when you are united, no one can tempt you.
The African Union Committee of Intelligence and Security Services says the sanctions regime and arms embargo further undermines a country's rights to exercise its sovereignty and to defend its territorial integrity. The committee says such actions are nothing more than punitive and coercive measures to achieve political and economic objectives which run counter to genuine efforts to end the conflict and transition to a new, peacefully all-inclusive political dispensation. In late May, the UN Security Council passed a resolution extending an arms embargo on South Sudan for another year, along with a travel ban and financial sanctions for targeted individuals. Russia, China, and South Africa abstained from the vote. The U.S. drafted resolution welcomed, encouraging developments in South Sudan's peace process, including the beginning stages of the formation of a transitional government. At the same time, it noted deep concern at continued fighting in South Sudan. It also condemned violations of the Revitalized Peace Agreement and Cessation of Hostilities Agreement. The audio used in this story was obtained from South Sudanese journalist Oyete Patrick. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.